have stories in the Bible that are repeated multiple times. There's an incident when Jesus was speaking with, and during his teaching ministry there, he says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day." And they said, he said, well, and he said, he saw it and he was glad, or he was glad. So the Jews therefore said unto him, well, thou art 50 years old and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus would reply back to them and say, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was born, I am. We have the story where Jesus is here. Jesus has referred to Abraham, rejoicing to see my day. We have the story back in Genesis when Abraham would be told to take his only son. What day was that? You know, that we ask the question, we may say, well, what day was that that he rejoiced in and saw? Abraham and Sarah were barren, could not have any children. And the Lord told them they could, and they were blessed with a child, Isaac. Abraham ran ahead before this, but they were blessed with Isaac. But then God told him to go and to sacrifice that son. And so they go to the land of Moriah. We know the story. They take Isaac's there. He takes the wood and he's got the fire. And he would ask his father, well, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham would tell him, the Lord will provide that sacrifice. And even to the moment, it seems, when Abraham would have raised the knife to offer up Isaac, and then a voice from heaven would stop him there. And he would look over and see a sacrificial lamb that would be given, that was supplied, a ram caught in a thicket, as it talks about. And Abraham would offer that up. Was Abraham glad? I would think, yeah, absolutely. Was there a sacrifice given, supplied, a substitutionary sacrifice that was going to be given? If we look in this third time that, especially this story is maybe referred to, is that in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, when we call it there the Hall of Faith, if it were, and we have this account of Abraham and Sarah there. But in verse 14, verse 14 through 18 of Hebrews 11 there, I want to look at that. And they saw, and talking about some others there, and he said, they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one, that is, before God, and is not ashamed to be called their God, and he hath prepared for them a city. And by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he had received the promises, offered up of his only begotten son, of whom he said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. We have this, aren't we glad? I guess we would say it that way. Aren't we glad that a substitutionary sacrifice paid the sins for you and I? Jesus really did that upon the cross, upon Calvary, and he gave his life on our behalf. He would give the disciples and us, as we saw there in the 13th chapter of John, if we would look at that last time, but he would give us these emblems to remember that substitutionary sacrifice. And we could say like Abraham, and we are glad that this was done on our behalf. And so when we partake of these emblems this day, we could declare as Abraham did, that he was glad to see that day when maybe Abraham didn't have that vision, but he had an idea of someone to come. And now we have the picture in our mind because of the Bible given to us that we can look back and see that it was Jesus that was going to be that substitutionary sacrifice, that spotted or spotless lamb sacrificed for you and I. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the remembrance that you've given us, the idea that we can remember these even stories from the Old Testament here, how it even looked forward to you, looked forward to everything pointing to you in all the stories and all the events that would happen, and even Abraham going out looking for a city, Lord, whose builder and maker is God, that would say. And we have that. Your church has been given to us. It's been established. And we have this time of remembrance to remember your son's sacrifice on our behalf. We didn't have to do it. It wasn't a sacrifice we had to make upon the cross, but you did that on our stead. And these emblems show that to us. The fruit of the vine representing your blood that was poured out there and gushed from your body, even as the spear was thrust into your side and as the crown of thorns was put upon your head. And the bread representing your broken body that was given on our behalf there. So we have these emblems before us to give us that remembrance, and we're so thankful for that. And we can rejoice in that as well as we each upon the first day of each week remember that. Remember that sacrifice with these emblems today. For your son's name we pray.